What else might lie ahead? I have only questions, and none of the answers. I'm not sure how it is you two found each other, but it must have been in a place not far from here. You should leave together the same way. They paused mid-step behind him and continued to stare. Only a few seconds had passed, but he was already planning out the next steps, already assessing what little remained of their supplies, what hadn't been demolished in their skirmish with the wolves. His head tilted ever so slightly as his eyes drifted towards the horizon, almost like he was reading the surface of a map. Then, all at once, he registered the two shadows behind him. "Is it my use of the common tongue?" he asked in surprise, glancing back. "Have I misremembered a word?" They shared a quick glance, then stepped forward at the same time. "For what possible reason do you think I'll let you do this alone?" Kira asked quietly, for once having no trouble meeting the Fae's eyes. "When it was my village that was destroyed, when it was my life that was almost lost trying to bring the message this far." Her eyes flashed, but she maintained a steady calm. "You have no idea what this creature might be. Neither do I. For once, we are on equal footing. For what possible reason do you think a few words from you could keep me away?" Eden's lips parted to answer, but Jesse beat him to it. "I don't see why the plan is any different than before." He kept his gaze between them, no longer looking at the remains of the village straight on. "We should return to Farion and tell the rest of your people what you've seen. Was that not always the plan? Was it not always what we agreed?" Silence rang out between them as the Fae eyed their aggressive posture with a frown. He didn't like how close they'd gotten, and he didn't like the idea that they might not be persuaded to turn away. He began to say as much, then ended up saying something different instead. "We cannot return to Farion," he murmured. "My people have heard talk of this kind of thing before. Just whispers, but..." He trailed off into silence, shaking his head. "But they'll believe you," Jesse pressed, "if you tell them what's happened."
"Yes, they would believe me," Eden interrupted him quietly. "But they would not know what to do. Such a beast is foreign to my people, same as yours."
"Yes, but what would you have them do? Would you have them mount their horses, ride off towards the nearest glass village? For what? The creature has already left. Things do not usually rest where they choose to hunt. And what if they were to find it? How does one defeat such a monster?" His eyes swept over the endless sheet of glass, no doubt imagining more townships and villages in its stead, and more people too, in places Kira had not yet dreamed. She watched him carefully, then crossed what remained of the space between them.
"You said you have only questions and none of the answers," she said softly, keeping that bright gaze locked upon his face. "That is the first problem, not the dragon. So what will you do?"
He was quiet for a moment, staring down at her with a touch of surprise. Then it came upon him, slowly at first, but with a bright spark of purpose, like the rising of a new dawn. "I'll find someone who does." As long as it had taken to reach the remains of Catling, the three companions were just as quick to leave, keeping their eyes deliberately forward as they vanished once again into the thick shroud of trees, trying to blink away the throbbing glow of the glass. In the cool damp of the forest, away from the surreal nightmare they had left behind, it was easier to breathe freely and think clearly. It was easier to temper the image, to soften the edges and try to convince themselves the worst had come from the secret depths of their own minds. They knew it to be false, but for today, it was the sweetest of lies. "While I appreciate a cryptic revelation as much as the next guy, I still don't understand where we're going," Jesse finally said, following in the steps of the Fae, with eyes locked on his shimmering braids of hair. "I also haven't a clue who you're hoping to speak with." Eden nodded faintly, as if there was likely a great deal the shifter didn't understand. He then leapt suddenly over the side of the trail they'd been walking and landed in a cool grove of cedar. The others followed with a trace of anxiety, watching in silence.